I have to imagine that when you envision Mercedes-Benz Stadium and built this facility, that one of the big reasons why you did it was to have a venue that could host a Super Bowl. And now that the time has finally arrived, I'm wondering what your feelings are this week as the stadium gets ready to host this game.
Well, I couldn't be more excited for Atlanta, because I think Atlanta is going to shine just beautifully. I think the welcome home environment that we create in the stadium will be reflected, I think, with all the fans that are in the buildings. The ones that are just here for the NFL experiences will have an incredible time. Of the 15 events that the NFL sponsors, 13 are in walking distance, which is a tremendous benefit for our guests here in Atlanta. And I think the fans in the building, when they see the food and beverage prices, and obviously they're maintained at the same levels. I shouldn't say obviously, because most people, you know, hotels are up and restaurants are up and they change their pricing. We haven't done any of that. So they'll be amazed when they're getting, you know, hot dogs for $2 and cheeseburgers for $5 and beer for $5 and refillable drinks for $2. They'll be, whoo, it's great. But that's all our way of showing appreciation for the fans.
What do you imagine a successful Super Bowl weekend looking like here in Atlanta?
Well, we want to have a great game, because that's the, you know, that's the pinnacle of what we're trying to do. And I think you have two teams that can compete at a very high level. You've got a lot of subplots that are really interesting. You've got, you know, greatest coach probably ever coached in the NFL and the greatest quarterback to ever play the game against a young emerging star quarterback and a young emerging coach that's from Atlanta and went to Marist High School. His family still lives here. You've got two running backs that both went to the University of Georgia. So you've got, there's a lot of stories here that are important. Les Snead, their general manager, worked for us for 13 years. John McKay, Rich's son, our team president, works for the Rams as well. So we have a lot of connections on both sides. And I would say in New England, my closest owner partner is Robert Kraft, and Stan Kroenke is a good friend as well and is doing an incredible job for the NFL building a magnificent stadium out in Los Angeles. Not just stadium, but a whole project and facilities. So, you know, it's I just want the game to be a great football game, so that fans across the world, 150 million of them that will watch the game or more, will have a great appreciation for it.
If you look at how, you know, things have come together so quickly with the stadium, with Atlanta United as well, and with the Super Bowl having two owners who you're also involved with Major League Soccer, what has been the reaction from your fellow NFL owners about the success of Atlanta United?
Well, I think they're interested. I mean, many NFL owners are not involved with Major League Soccer, but I think the components of our success, and I was had the conversation night before last with the commissioner, Roger Goodell, who I was with, and I think that the energy that we've created in the stadium, in a great market like Atlanta, but there are other great markets really throughout the country. That is very important, I think, because as we deal with, you know, how the content is distributed today, it's much more complex than it ever was before. You have to find more ways to show fans the appreciation where they want to come to the stadium, enjoy the sense of community. And one of the ways we're doing it is through this food and beverage, which is, you know, a huge commitment on our part, but it's a way to show appreciation to our fans, both for Falcon games and for soccer games and for concerts, any events that we do there. We don't change the pricing for anything, which is kind of unbelievable to most folks looking at the Super Bowl coming up, national championship last year, Final Four next year. But, you know, that's a way to say thank you for the people that come out and support and create the energy in the building for the players, whatever sport it may be, on the field or on the pitch.
There are more NFL owners getting involved in MLS. Jimmy Haslam of the Cleveland Browns now getting involved in Columbus. And I heard anecdotally that you even kind of discussed broadly MLS and how it could be a good thing for him to involve himself in. Do you think it's going to make MLS better to have people with the NFL ownership experience involved in the league?
Yeah, I do think so. And I, you know, with the Haslam family, I spent, you know, I don't know, probably a couple hours on multiple phone calls with them, and our staff did as well, as they considered their commitment to the Columbus Crew. So I think that exposure, the energy of soccer fans really across the world. I mean, it's, you know, played in 209 countries throughout the world, and very successfully here in the United States and North America, Canada as well, and Mexico. I think is important, so you can learn from other sports and learn from other activities. And I think the NFL owners, because of the experience they have dealing with media at a much higher level, dealing with fans in their own markets, et cetera, I think will continue to learn from the experience of soccer. And we've shared all of our successes in our stadium, whether it be food and beverage or anything else we've done well in our stadium. There's been a number of things we've done well. We've shared that with any owners from any sport that have an interest in it, because it's not just about Atlanta. I mean, our hope and our aspiration with food and beverage is that we change pricing and food service and beverage service across America. And we've had, you know, 13 stadiums, clubs, college level, professional level, soccer, National Football League have changed to that model, and more are changing. So that was one of the things that we had hoped to do, and I think we were being successful at it.
As you were preparing for the big week with Super Bowl coming into town, how helpful was it to have the MLS All-Star Game and MLS Cup here in the previous year? What did you learn from those experiences?
Well, I think it's incredibly important for our folks that run the stadium and create that welcome home environment that we have in the stadium. I think we've hosted close to 5 million guests in this last year and a half since the stadium's been open. Two of the major events you just mentioned, but then, you know, you turn around and you have 70,000 for Falcon games, you have, you know, 70,000 or more for MLS games. We have the 10 most attended games in the history of Major League Soccer in our stadium in the last year and a half. So, you know, we've learned a lot about, you know, how to care for folks and how to make sure they feel at home and feel treasured and appreciated, which we have a deep sense of commitment. They're giving us not just their resources financially, but they give us their time, their energy, their passion, which is important, very important. And we honor that, and we want to celebrate that by giving it back to them.
What are your impressions of Frank DeBoer, your new manager of Atlanta United?
It's, you know, the thing I was not concerned about, but the biggest questions I had in talking to him, visiting with him, was, you know, did he understand our culture? Because our culture drives everything in all of our businesses, and it's all focused on the people we serve, whether it be customers, fans, guests, whatever it may be. It's always on how do we, or grantees for our foundation, how do we be of service to others? And so Frank understands that. You know, he understands this is we have to win, but it's a fan-focused game. We want to make sure that the fans feel like they own the team, they own the experience, they have a chance to express themselves, and the energy which they bring to us is very important to our players. And that, you know, he would be playing a system that would be compatible with the one that Coach Martino had done a beautiful job in nurturing here over the last couple of years. And players, you know, certain players play better in one scheme versus another scheme. So, you know, I've seen this in the NFL. Sadly, sometimes new coaches come in and suddenly number one draft picks or free agents or whatever it may be, suddenly they're no longer the number ones. Well, who's that guy? Well, I didn't draft him. I don't own him. He plays a different system, a different scheme. So, you know, we don't have that. Frank studied our roster. Most importantly, Carlos Bocanegra, Darren Eales, they spent time asking those technical questions, which, you know, what they have forgotten, I'll never know. So it's up to them to ask those questions, and they did exhaustively. And we had, you know, over 70 coaches apply throughout the world, and so we're very appreciative that Frank has considered Atlanta to be his next home.
How exciting is it for you to take Atlanta United into international competition for the first time this year?
Yeah, well, it's, you know, incredibly exciting. So it's, you know, one of the beauties of soccer as compared to the NFL. The NFL is international in the sense that games are played in London and Mexico and, you know, and potentially elsewhere in the future. But to be able to elevate our brand, Atlanta United, and Major League Soccer, to expose it to playing soccer internationally now, not just with our academy teams. We had them compete last year in Germany and elsewhere in the world, and they've performed extraordinarily well, and that's important because those young men are going to be the important future of the success of AU as well as our AU2 team. But it's also an opportunity to share our culture and our success throughout the world. And we're looking for ways to expand that brand, expand the brand of Major League Soccer. When we first looked at MLS, was probably 15 years ago, it was ranked 22 or 23 in the world in terms of leagues. It's now up to like 7th in the world. In terms of fan attendance this year, when you throw in the playoff games, we're the 14th most attended team in the world. So it's, you know, it's incredible tribute to Atlanta, but it's a tribute, you know, to the opportunities and the possibilities that other great cities in this country have, and Canada for that matter, Mexico certainly. So, you know, we think it's a bit of a rising tide floats all boats. It shows possibilities and potentials, but other organizations have to take advantage of that as well.
Probably the biggest one-day sporting event in the world, or at least the way we think of it in America, is the Super Bowl. And this might be a question better asked 2 weeks from now, but would you like Atlanta to get into a spot where it is in the quote-unquote Super Bowl rotation, where every 5 or 6 years your stadium is hosting a Super Bowl?
Well, I would love for that to happen, and I think that the experience that the 150,000 new guests will have in the city, they're going to experience venues downtown that were not here before, the largest aquarium in the United States, the National Civil and Human Rights Museum, College Hall of Fame, the World of Coke, Great Children's Museum, I mean, Centennial Park, pathways and connectivity that wasn't here before. So I think they'll have a different experience in Atlanta. The stadium will stand by itself and be incredible for all of our guests. I'm hoping that'll happen. The owners vote on that. It's not something that happens automatically. And, you know, we think we'll earn the right to get back into that rotation. And as an owner, it's one of the two things that owners vote on secretly. One is the Super Bowl, and the other is who's the next commissioner. So it's an important vote for owners, and Atlanta's going to earn that right, I think, to get back into that rotation.
Mr. Blank, thank you very much, as always, for joining us. And we're really excited about, less than a month away, the Atlanta United season starting. It'll be here before we know it.
We're excited about that as well. Thank you very much.